Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where his second try to get himself selected as the new Speaker of the House has failed for Jim Jordan. According to reports, he may be coming back for a third try. Or does that mean it's not the third time's the charm? It actually means three strikes, you're out. And maybe Jim Jordan should be out. Why? Because maybe they're better off with no one as Speaker of the House. That's the provocative headline for a new column by Ramesh Panuru. Ramesh is a contributing columnist for the Washington Post. He is the editor of National Review. And he is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Before we get into alternatives, are they serious about trying one more time, having another vote on the floor of Congress for Jim Jordan?
They appear to be serious. It does seem like they are ignoring the law of holes in politics, which is when you're in one, stop digging.
I like that. The law of holes sounds a little bit risque, but
it was coined in a more innocent age.
Well, almost anything is a more innocent age than we have right now with the state of the Congress of the United States. By the way, have you seen any data on recent public approval levels of the Congress of the United States?
I have not, but it has been abysmal for a very long time, and I imagine that that is still the case.
Yeah, I remember Senator McCain used to talk about our approval levels is now down to paid staffers and blood relatives. It's not going to be Jim Jordan. It's very, very unlikely that he magically comes up with these 18 votes that he would need to have any chance as Speaker, because people have already expressed their opinion fairly passionately, certainly enough people to keep him from the speakership. But what you suggest is not having any Speaker at all. And explain what you mean by that, because it sounds like a very solid idea.
So the idea is that there is a kind of acting speaker in place right now, the speaker pro tempore, who is Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, who's a reasonably well-respected Republican congressman. And the idea is that this McHenry, you know, doesn't need to be elected because he's already there. He's got the powers. Now, this is the contested part because not everybody has really looked into it. And there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding by this point. But he's got the powers of a speaker. As long as there's not 218 votes to strip him of power in the House, he can do all the things a speaker can. And so I guess partly what I'm arguing here is just, you know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And the speaker you've got is worth more than a hypothetical speaker that you're having trouble getting elected.
Would the Democrats have to approve? Would you need to, or can just 218 Republican votes of the 222 Republicans in the House, would that be enough to install Congressman McHenry?
So the difference between what we're currently going through and this is the burden is on people who want to limit the power of the speaker pro tem. They've got to assemble a majority. So as long as they don't have children 18 votes to reduce McHenry's power, it doesn't appear that they can do anything about it. But there is, because this is the House and everything is convoluted, there is one asterisk there. And that is that he is subject to the same motion to vacate that McCarthy was subject to. So if Matt Gaetz decides he would just like more chaos, he can move to vacate, and then you'd have to have 218 people affirmatively say, let's keep McHenry as Speaker pro tem. But okay. My hope, anyway, is that people's appetite for that kind of nonsense has passed.
How was McHenry selected as Speaker pro tem of the House? Which is I'd never known there was such a thing as a Speaker pro tem until now. But how was he selected?
You're in great company. So the current law governing Speaker pro tem was written in the aftermath of September 11th. And the idea is, you know, what if the unthinkable happens? You don't have a Speaker who's alive anymore. It's very hard to elect a new one under these circumstances. Basically, the idea is the Speaker makes a list of people who could be pro tem if he can't do the job or there's a vacancy. And McCarthy put McHenry as the top person on his list. We don't actually, like, speaking of things we didn't know, we don't even know who else is on that list. We don't know how many people are on that list. So if they did vacate McHenry, would it go to the next person? I hope we don't get to the point where we find that out. But that's one of the reasons why so many people are confused about this, and they think, oh, well, we need to create these new authorities for the Speaker pro tem if McHenry is going to hold this indefinitely. Not true. What the law they passed basically says is he's got the powers of the Speaker, and it's up to a majority to reduce those powers.
Okay, you made it all much more clear. By the way, this should make it also clear that the latest Gallup poll, the disapproval for Congress reached an all-time high over the entire history of the Gallup poll, 82% of our fellow citizens. So maybe Congress has fulfilled that promise of bringing us together. There's a virtual unanimity on disapproving what they're doing. Okay, so McHenry is there.
So they don't even have the paid staff anymore.
Right. McHenry is there, and what it would take to simply allow him to stay on as Speaker pro tem would be for nobody to bring up objection at this point,
yeah,
to just let it stand.
Inaction. All they have to do is nothing.
Okay, well, they're good at that. They're good at that. I mean, this is really the specialty.
Exactly.
Can all of this take place? Can all of this get settled in time to pass some of the, what is it, 8 major spending bills they have to pass, or to do another continuing resolution to prevent us having a government shutdown and an economic collapse and a general disaster, which is what we don't need at the moment?
You know, I think so. I think so partly because it means we don't waste more time trying to come up with a new speaker that we can get elected. We just move on to legislative business. Now, each of those pieces of legislation is still going to require horse trading. Those pieces of legislation still have to be able to get to 218 votes and be able to pass the House. But that, of course, that's just the way things work anyway.
And again, the way things work, or they don't. Let's hope they work, that tomorrow is going to be our last day of a speaker-free Congress. But we do have the Speaker pro tem, Ramesh Panuru. You can read his column. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with Daniel Pipes on the future of Gaza after the violence ends. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, no, it's not bad news all the time. There is that new FBI report that there has been a somewhat unexpected but very substantial decline in violent crimes. And then there is a column that's profoundly reassuring and encouraging. It's by Daniel Pipes, who is president of the Middle East Forum. He's a historian, a columnist for the Washington Times and the Spectator, And his special interests include the public role of Islam, Turkey, the Arab-Israeli conflict, and the liberal-conservative divide. He has a new column in the Wall Street Journal under the heading, A Decent Outcome is Possible in Gaza. How do you reach that conclusion, given the fact that what we have is bad news about the violence, about the unrest, about the Arab street being indignant and violent in places like the West Bank. With all of that going on, how do you visualize a decent outcome after all, Daniel?
Well, thank you for asking, Michael. Yes, there's plenty of bad news. My understanding is that for the past 15 years, since late 2008, the population of Gaza has been used as cannon fodder by the organization running Gaza, virtual government, Hamas, and that this is something unique in world history. Many people have been used as cannon fodder, but in the literal sense, you know, like the Wagner troops in Bakhmut, they were shoved out there to take casualties and help the war effort on the battlefield. But it's very different in the case of Hamas. In the case of Hamas, it used its subject population not to win a war on the battlefield, but to win a war in public relations. In other words, it wanted dead and suffering Gazans. And then it would go to the world and say, look, we have dead and suffering Gazans. Aren't the Israelis horrible? You should support us. And by the way, that's exactly what happened in the last day with this, apparently not Hamas, but its ally, the Islamic Jihad, sent a rocket that hit a hospital, and they're saying, look, world, hundreds dead, blame Israel. And there are demonstrations and riots and attacks on diplomatic missions and so forth. I'm not saying that was purposeful, but it points to the same direction that it's helpful to have dead and suffering Gazans. So that's the background. And the foreground is, I think the Gazan people, in large part, not all of them for sure, but in large part, are sick of this, want out of this. I mean, how would you feel being bombed from the air every couple of years and all sorts of other disruptions and miseries? I think, and polling shows, anecdotal evidence supports the idea that a majority of Gazans want out. And therefore I conclude that it should be possible for the Israelis, once they've reoccupied Gaza, to work with these Gazans who want out, who just want a decent life. I'm not saying they're Democrats. I'm not saying they're friendly to Israel. I'm just saying they want a normal life. And I think that is the basis for what I'm calling a decent outcome.
Do you believe that Israel should welcome any kind of mass immigration from Gaza or what's left of Gaza at the end of this struggle into Israel proper or into Yehuda and Shomron, what's called the West Bank?
I do not. No, I certainly don't think that the consequence of this would be that Gazans would enter Israel, nor do I think it would be a good idea for them to go to the West Bank. Egypt has made it very clear that there's no possibility of immigration there. Turkey has made it very clear. Basically, no one wants to take substantial numbers.
Well, it's also been made very clear by both Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump that they don't want a flood of Gaza refugees in the United States.
Partly it's because they carry a lot of baggage, for obvious reasons, and partly on the side of the Gazans, they don't want to give up in this way and leave. So that, I think that's basically out of the question. Of course, some will leave, but in large numbers, the Gazans will be there. So, given that they will be there, assuming that's correct, the goal is to have a decent Gaza. And I think, for the reasons I explained, the Gazans are open to that in a way they were not, and in a way the West Bankers are not, because the West Bankers haven't undergone the same kind of attacks. They haven't been used in the same way as hostages to the to purposes of public relations.
What can the United States do to help move us toward this acceptable outcome of the recent violence?
Well, I've been impressed by the Biden administration's solidarity with Israel. The idea of the President of the United States going to a country in war, I don't know when that happened previously. So that's great, and I'd say continue. Support the Israelis. Help them take over, help them get rid of Hamas, help them take over Gaza, and support them as they seek to find Gazans they can work with.
What kind of governing body would you see Gaza as governed by the Palestinian Authority or governed as part of Israel?
Well, neither of those. The idea of the Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas taking over there is a horrible idea. It's just about as bad as Hamas. And no, I don't want to see the Israelis there as they were for decades. I want to see the Israelis sponsor, host a new administration that builds on their presumed knowledge of who's who in Gaza, the people who are not extremists, who are not rejectionists, who are not jihadis, people they can work with, who will, in the first place, take over the security. You first got to start with security. That's certainly a lesson that Americans learned in Iraq, where we didn't do that. And then you can worry about education and health and utilities and the like. But you got to have security in place. So the Israelis need to help develop a security apparatus which can control Gaza, and the rest can follow. But it has to be decent. It has to be decent.
And let us hope that your positive view, which is, by the way, similar to something that I've just been writing about, which is that Gaza is often described as an open-air prison, but it's been growing in population. And according to UN numbers, life expectancy has gone up in all of the Palestinian territories, so that it's about comparable to the United States, not quite as high as Israel, but comparable to the United States of America. Daniel Pipes, president of the Middle East Forum, his information is at our website, and his most recent column as well. Go to michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more unexpected good news coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's being reported by a U.S. official to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. Joran Vandersloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway after she rejected his advances. Beth Holloway, Natalie's mother, is both shocked and relieved by the admission.
After 18 years, Natalie's case, it's solved. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Recently, Vandersloot was extradited from Peru to the U.S. to face charges of wire fraud and extortion. The latest CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows only 37% of those polled approve of President Biden's overall performance. It's just 1%. percentage point higher than his previous low in the summer of 2022. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a report by the Associated Press, by the Washington Post, by the New York Times, by the Wall Street Journal, everywhere. Running from liberal to conservative news sources, they agree that violent crime across the United States went down sharply last year, dropping to about the same level as before the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. The violent crime included a 6.1% decrease in murder, rape decreased 5.4%, aggravated assault dropped 1.1%, What was up was property crimes. And property crimes were up very dramatically. Now all of this is coming after the murder rate in the U.S. in 2020 jumped 29% during the pandemic, because the pandemic created so much social disruption and upended support systems. So what is this decrease have to do with? Is it just getting back to normal after the impact of the pandemic had been absorbed and reduced and we got better? We still have to worry about COVID to some extent. And just know a family that where everybody got COVID, but it's obviously a less disruptive process because of the different response from government at every level, and because the nature of the current variants of COVID are different, less destructive, less deadly. Richard Rosenfeld, who's a criminal justice professor emeritus at University of Missouri, said the drop in violence can be attributed largely to the fact that the stresses and strains associated with the pandemic have abated. The numbers, reports the New York Times, that it says the decline in homicides is an encouraging sign after the increase in killings nationwide in 2020, but the number of murders is still higher than it was in the years before the coronavirus pandemic. There were 25% more homicides in 2022 than in 2019. But the numbers present, in other words, a mixed picture for politicians who have sought to make crime an election issue. By and large, the data contradict the narrative that the country is facing a continued surge of violence and that efforts to rein in police abuses and reduce the nation's incarceration rate are allowing crime to persist at high levels. That explanation starts to look a lot shakier when you start seeing declines in major offenses, says Ames Grewert, who is senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice in New York. Public opinion on crime is also intensely partisan, and it's partisan with obviously people on the right, people who are conservative, being more concerned about crime and trying to do something about it and trying to make it appropriately a political issue. The perception has long been out of step with reality when it comes to public safety, writes the Times, with Americans consistently saying that they believe crime is on the rise, even as the numbers have marched downward. And that's been true since the 1980s, when crime was much higher than it is today. This is one of those things where America has improved long term. Public opinion on crime is densely partisan. A Gallup poll showed that 73% of Republicans said that local crime has risen, compared with 51% of independents and only 42% of Democrats. And the question here about why it is that car theft in particular has gone up so dramatically, there are nuances in the property crime numbers, too. Car thefts were fueled, says the New York Times, in particular, by vulnerabilities in the anti-theft systems and Kias and Hyundais. Videos circulated on social media demonstrating the ease with which the vehicles could be stolen. They're correcting that for Kia and Hyundai, I'm sure. The estimated 7.8% increase in larceny, which includes shoplifting and other theft, may simply be a rebound after a pandemic-era dip. People should not trivialize differences like offenses like shoplifting because they really do impact communities. But the 2022 increase looks like a reversal of 2021. So this doesn't mean that we're living in some kind of golden age, far from it. But the idea that homicides have gone down dramatically while vehicle theft has gone up, yes, it's a mixed result, but it's mixed in the right way. I mean, obviously, homicide being the worst and most appalling crime, as we just saw with what the mass homicides in the Middle East had meant. And so may this trend continue. There's at least one point of view. There's a commentator, the vice president for advocacy and partnership at the Vera Institute of Justice, which seeks to increase public safety, said that crime trends showed that the huge investments in anti-violence programs over the past 2 years were having results. And she said the same programs should be adopted to fight property crime and to help move us in the right direction that way. Meanwhile, there's quite a bit of excitement on the fact of a lot of conservatives who are paying attention to the rise of conservative ideas around the world. There's a candidate for president in Argentina who in a couple of days is considered very likely to win, who is a libertarian. And he doesn't want to just lower taxes, he wants to get rid of taxes entirely. He appears to be winning. There is in Venezuela, for the first time in a very long time, a serious challenger leading the opposition to the evil Maduro regime. In Poland, Donald Tusk, who is considered a moderate conservative, but still someone who is very much pro-American and pro-free market, won the primary election over the Law and Justice Party and may be the next Prime Minister of Poland. And traveling around the world in the rest of Latin America, there are also candidates who are challenging the and candidates with real attempts to move forward who are challenging the liberal quasi-Marxist establishment. And in Canada as well. In fact, we'll play you another excerpt of a Canadian politician, the leader of the Conservative opposition, who's getting a lot of attention. We'll be right back on the MedVent Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Pierre Poilievre, and you'll pardon me if I'm massacring the French pronunciation of his last name, but he is a 44-year-old, impressive leader for the conservatives in Canada, who have a real chance of putting an end to the Justin Trudeau government. He gave a terrific speech in reaction to Hamas and the Middle East, which has circulated around the world. And another exchange has generated a great deal of attention because he was approached by a left-leaning journalist and while munching on an apple, was trying to assault him about his conservative bona fides and trying to suggest that Poilievre was actually a dangerous populist. The response was done so artfully that it might be worth studying for some American politicians who are occasionally subject to the same kind of attack. Listen.
On the topic, I mean, in terms of your sort of strategy currently, you're obviously taking the populist pathway.
What does that mean?
Well, appealing to people's more emotional levels, I would guess.
Certainly you tap
very strong ideological language quite frequently.
Like what?
Left wing, you know, this and that, right wing, you know, I mean, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways,
I don't really believe in that.
Okay. A lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like which people would say that?
Well, I'm sure a great many Canadians, but...
Like who?
I don't know who, but...
Well, you're the one who asked the question, so
yeah.
You must know somebody.
Okay. I'm sure there's some out there, but anyways...
Again, it must be a delicious apple. The interchange continued, and not to Pierre Poilievre's disadvantage. Listen.
Why should Canadians trust you with their vote, given, you know, not just the sort of ideological inclination in terms of taking the page of Donald Trump's book, but also...
What are you
also,
talking about? What page? What page? Can you give me a page? Give me the page. You keep saying
that. In terms of turning things quite dramatically in terms of Trudeau and the left wing and all of this, I mean, you make quite a, you know, it's quite a play that you make on it. So I'm
not
sure.
I don't know what your question is.
Okay, then forget that. Why should Canadians trust you with their vote?
Common sense.
Okay.
Common sense for a change. We're going to make common sense common in this country. We don't have any common sense in the current government. You know, The guy prints $600 billion, grows our money supply by 32% in 3 years. That's growing the money 8 times faster than the economy. No wonder we have the worst inflation in 4 decades. I'm going to cap spending, cut waste, so that we can balance the budget and bring down inflation and interest rates. You'll want to be able to pay your mortgage again. You want to be able to afford rent. Then you have to vote for Pierre Poilievre, because I'm the only one with a common sense plan that will bring back the buying power of your paycheck.
Okay, and the with that effective but brief explanation, he also answered the biggest objection to his candidacy was the proper pronunciation of his last name. It's Poilievre. He just said it, so that's the way we can do it. And by the way, it is a name I'm sure we'll be hearing more from, because an impressive conservative leader. We had the great Stephen Harper, who was a wonderful prime minister for Canada, but now perhaps after some misfires, including Justin Trudeau, another very different point of view. There's this item from the Wall Street Journal. The United States Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, known as UNRWA, took to Twitter on Monday, and it said, UNRWA received reports that yesterday a group of people with trucks purporting to be from the Ministry of Health of the de facto authorities in Gaza removed fuel and medical equipment from the agency's compound in Gaza City. Fuel and medical equipment. Fuel is crucial, obviously, in Gaza because they're very short on it. And when they talk about a group of people with trucks from the Ministry of Health of the de facto authorities, the de facto authorities are Hamas. What the UN is saying is they stole some very precious fuel and medical supplies. And the journal observes that UNRWA can pretend it never said what it said, but UN sources told Israel's Walla News that the aid was stolen, and Israel's military liaison to the Palestinians reports that 24,000 liters of fuel and medical supplies went to Hamas, whose underground tunnels and bases use diesel generators. Just something to keep in perspective, because one of the things, there is nothing else like UNRWA, the United Nations, the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration for Palestinian refugees, that still works after literally 75 years of doing this work, providing, they estimate 80% of the residents of Gaza receive some kind of aid from the UN. Extraordinary. The United States pays a lot of that money, and actually the amount we pay went up under Biden. Something to question. Okay. On video, this week, for those people who haven't yet seen it, they're beginning to be streaming everywhere Barbie. Plus, it's new on Blu-ray, and DVD release was yesterday. So, should you just see it if you haven't seen it so far? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
America's favorite doll, played by Margot Robbie, lives a perfect life in Barbie Land, but then she takes a perilous venture into the real world in Barbie. Now playing in theaters.
Wow, this is the real world. What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're also staring at me.
If this got out, this would be catastrophic!
That's Will Ferrell, who's genuinely funny as the ruthless head of Mattel Toys, trying to catch Barbie and put her back in a box. Directed by Greta Gerwig, who co-wrote the project with her partner Noah Baumbach, this is an often amusing film, but the final one-third is a disappointment, with Barbie's erstwhile sweetie Ken, played by Ryan Gosling, leading a revolution in Barbie Land, where the Ken dolls try a takeover in the name of patriarchy. Rated PG, PG-13 for a few references to human anatomy. 2.5 stars for Barbie, and yes, Margot Robbie is a living doll in her role. And on the Michael Medved show, it is one of the top money-making movies of all time, so you'll pardon me for not being as enthusiastic as others were. And again, if you don't notice the drop in energy and humor and appeal in the last, say, one-third of the movie, you're not paying attention. Okay, there's lots to pay attention with tomorrow. There's a story about an 83-year-old Holocaust survivor who courageously and miraculously was able to save himself and others during the murderous attack by Hamas. We'll tell you that story, which is an inspiring story, next time on the Medved Show. There is also a new poll that shows that large portions of America doubt democracy itself. They view violence as acceptable. And there are 31% of supporters for one particular candidate who say that it's time to explore alternative forms of government. There's also, we'll be speaking with Ruben Navarrete about the very vast new border plan suggested by Donald Trump, which includes a largest ever domestic deportation. Would that be worth the money? And would it work to solve the problem of a porous border? That and more coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.